Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. It's been kind of a different news week. So today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the news and what's going on around the news and what's been happening on the news. Well, today is Sunday. I can't tell you the exact date, but I'll publish this audio today. So today's date will be on my podcast. And what we're going to talk about today is the oil shortage, the gas shortage everybody's talking about. It's big stream media news where everybody's stocking up on gas and they're trying to make everybody look like an idiot for doing it. And, you know, I understand they got hacked. You know, I don't understand how they got hacked, but they did get hacked. Okay, and this is back to where we go back to people you need to prep, because with what happened with the gas situation, is going to keep happening, I'm afraid. You know, if it ain't with our pipeline, it might be with a power plant. It may, I mean, you just never know what these hackers are capable of doing. And, you know, they said, oh, we're not going to pay nobody. We're going to just da-da-da-da-da-da and get it done. Guess what? They paid the ransom. So, being they paid the ransom, we already know it's going to happen again. So, you know, you can't exactly prep for fuel shortages, but there are things you can do to keep it from affecting you as bad. For starters, you know, we live on a homestead, so all my power comes from solar and batteries, okay? I put this in place many years ago. It has saved me when I had a hit, when I had a concussion. We didn't have monthly bills, We made it through. You know, my solar is what pretty much paid for my property and my home. I'm not saying that I've been prepping forever, because that's not the case, but we have been prepping pretty hard for the past, I'll say, 7 to 8 years. It's not one of those things you just start overnight and do. You have to work your way into it. You know, I tell people, hey, when you go grocery shopping, spend you an extra $10 to $15 a week and buy a non-perishable food item. Yeah, if your budget can't do $10, do $5. It doesn't matter. But if you do this long enough over a six-month period of time, you'll have you a nice rainy day fund for food. You know, you can do the same thing with cash. Budget a little bit of money, whether it's $5 here and $5 there. At least you're not broke when something happens. You know, with this gas shortage, showed a lot of people that really weren't educated on flammable materials. You know, for one, you might be able to put gas in a milk jug for a little while, but you sure ain't going to put it in a Dollar General bag and tie it in a knot and throw it in the back of your vehicle. I've seen so many videos this week of people filling plastic Walmart and Dollar General bags with gas and then double bagging them. They can't figure out why the bags keep melting before they get them to the trunk of their car. You know, people, wake up. You know, it's flammable. You're not putting a flammable material in something that's going to melt. Come on, they make gas cans for a reason. Okay, I'm not knocking anybody, but use your head. You know, this is one of those cases where the fuel shortage may not be that bad, okay? To be fair, I got an extra 10 gallons of gas. You know, everybody that got gas, everybody said, oh, they're hoarders. They like with the people that did the toilet paper thing. Yes, to a certain degree they are. But for some people, I understand why they get it, especially if they commute 100 miles a day back and forth to work. But here's the thing. If you have no gas to put in your vehicle, that 100-mile drive round trip, you're not going to do. You know, but so you buy enough gas to get you by for that week or two. I understand that, but you got to learn to put it in storable containers. And when I say storable containers, I mean gas cans with vents. You want to keep these things in as cool an environment as possible, not in the direct sun. You know, we're actually working away from using as much gas just for the fact I have a solar-powered golf cart. You know, I can drive that thing 20 miles and it's still full charged. Yes, it's not fast, but guess what? In a bind, I can make it to the river to get fish, or I can make it in the woods to get whatever, you know. I could make it to a grocery store to get groceries if I had to. I mean, this is the kind of thing you have to prep for, you know. With what's going on in the world right now, and of course Israel is getting bombed right and left, and Israel's having to bomb the other people right and left. It's getting to be an ugly battle. And you now have a gas shortage. We're just now being told we can take our mask off, which, for the set the record straight, I've never worn a mask and I've yet to get sick. But the however you feel about that is up to you. I don't care. But the point is, prepare. You know, you've got people now that, for the most part, they can't even hardly wipe their own butts, let alone figure out which direction they're going to go. You've got to stop and think for yourself. You can't let other people think for you. And when I say this, I'm not being mean, but, you know, you were born and brought into this world just like everybody else is. You know, unless you have a disability that stops you from doing something, you're capable of doing the same thing everybody else is. And with that being said, you know, you're intended to work for what you have. You know, I can't understand why the government's paying unemployment to people who aren't even willing to go get a job because they're supposedly too scared to get a job because of the COVID virus. Well, let me tell you something. I've yet to take unemployment. We did get our stimulus, but everybody got a stimulus. Everybody that worked got a stimulus. You know, we never quit working. You know, I have kids that have to eat. My wife has to eat. I have to eat. I'm not going about to let my family starve to death because somebody says, oh, guess what? No, that ain't the way it works. As a man, I am responsible for my family. Plain and simple. I keep them fed and raise them to become the people that they need to be to support the families that they're going to have. And with that, like that, you have adults who aren't afraid to work. The past couple of weeks, we have really picked up between working on golf carts, putting solar power on golf carts, or putting pure sine wave inverters on golf carts, or just repairing golf carts. We have been doing a lot of repairs on golf carts on top of what we normally do. You know, people are starting to see that you can take a golf cart and have a backup power system that's very reliable. You have a drivable solar generator with a golf cart. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just telling people, for people out there that own golf carts and have no idea that you can just drive them and then you plug them in and you charge them and that's all you do with them, you're actually getting very little off that cart, considering you can put a solar panel on that thing and you automatically do not have to plug it back in anymore. It now, if you have it parked outside in the sun, it'll stay charged all the time. Okay, well, think about this. If the power grid goes down and you have a golf cart that's staying charged in the yard, okay, think about if you have a big hurricane and you live in a southern state and you get wiped out without power for a month. That golf cart, you can continue to keep driving as you need it, but you can also plug your house into it, keep your refrigerator going, or you can keep your deep freeze going, or both, depending what you have for an inverter on there. And depending how little you drive it during these outages, your food will stay good. You don't have to worry about your food going bad. The simplest things in life, you know, let's face it, we live 50 miles from a big town. We live in the woods. But, you know, everything we need is right here. We don't have to fly to town to get something. Everything we need, pretty much for the most part, is here on our homestead. Yes, we're looking at expanding it like everybody else expands everything else that they have, like in a yard, for whether it's yard ornaments or benches or swings. We invested into fire pits or smokehouses or chickens or rabbits or whatever, you know. Anytime you raise stock, That's food for when you need it down the road. Okay, chickens. We have 22 hens. We're getting 22 eggs a day. You're like, man, that's a lot of eggs. You can't eat that many. We can't. Honestly, we cannot. We give eggs away. But on that flip side of that, the eggs that we give away to the people we know in our area, when their gardens come in or when they have a good hunting season this fall, they'll return the favor. You know, as everybody does their part, you know, and even if they don't, at least they have eggs, you know. And it's just like when we go hog hunting in the winter months. We get enough hogs for our family and we get enough hogs to feed somebody else. It is what it is. When you kill 12 hogs, you're not going to eat 12 hogs. You pass it out to the ones that are going to eat it. You know, this is part of preparation. Preparation is to have what you need, and it ain't about money at that point. I'm not a rich man, by no means, but we have plenty of food. We have a fairly new home. Everything works like it's supposed to. You know, it's rewarding knowing you don't have to be in debt to your eyeballs to enjoy life. You know, if I have a slow week, I don't have to worry about my bills. Think about that one. It took a lot of years to prepare for that because everything's paid for. You know, if I want something and it's kind of pricey, we save up and buy it. We don't get a loan to get it because I don't want the debt over my head. I'd just soon save up and pay cash for it. Now, there's certain things you can't save for. You know, a home, for one. Generally, most people don't pay cash for a home. It happens with some, but not always. You know, like when we built our place, I used to work for this guy when I was 18 years old. I'm 48 years old now. He had land, we got talking, boom, he owner financed it to me. So I didn't have to go through a bank. I built my house with the lumber that was on the land. We cut our own lumber. We had a sawmill come out, sawed it all up. We built the lumber. You know, we cut the lumber off the land, and we built our house off the land. There's ways of doing things without spending a ton of money, you know. And with this gas shortage that everybody's worried about, I look at it and go, I can see where this is going to get worse. I don't think this will be that bad, but I can see where it can get worse. I hope it doesn't get worse. I don't want to see nobody go through a hard time, but it's something we're looking at that we must prepare for. I have friends on social media that are saying, get your bicycles ready. You might need them. You know, they're right. It is a possibility that you're going to need them, you know. And I'll be honest, I don't like riding a bike. I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I'm at the time of my life where I'm at, I don't want to have to get on a bike and have to ride from where I live into somewhere far. I would just soon jump on my golf cart. But hey, that's the difference between me and some other folks. But I'm not saying it's not good for you, because hell, riding a bicycle is a good exercise, but I'm not going to do it. You know, I do a lot of work as it is, and when I get done for the day, I'm tired. I don't feel like riding a bicycle, but I don't mind getting on my golf cart taking a ride. By no means, I love riding a golf cart. It never gets old driving an electric powered car. You know, if I have my way, I'll build an electric powered pickup one day. But for right now, I'm tickled with my little golf cart. It does everything I need to do on my homestead. I skid trees with it, we cut firewood, you know, cordless saw again, charges off the golf cart, charges off the house. You know, it took years to get where we're at, but it didn't take that many years to do it. I mean, we've been living this way for about 7-8 years now off-grid, and we've only lived in this location about 4 to 5 years. So we had practice before we went off-grid, and we practiced for about 2 years around the place before we went off-grid here. And we have found that it's really nice not being in debt. And it's nice when you can go out and buy groceries and have extra groceries put up, you know. I'm not telling y'all to buy 20, 30 cases of bottled water and put them on the shelf. If you don't have a way to get your water, or if you don't have a way to filter your water, you're kind of stuck to that. But you can take two food-grade buckets and a pair of Berkey water filters and a $5 water spigot, and guess what? You've got a water filtration system you can put mud in and get clean drinking water out of it. So, it cost, give or take, between $80 and $120 to build it. And you got something that'll clean 12,000 gallons of water. That's pretty good. You know, ours we've been using for over a year now, and it works flawlessly well. It's more than paid for itself, because we was using between 6 and 7 cases of water a week, and now we don't. We've been going over a year with just our well water and rainwater that we run through our Berkey water system. You know, it works great, you know. Saves a lot of money. You know, when you're not buying 5 to 8 cases of water a week, guess what? That's a lot of money over a year's time. A lot of money. And that's where we're getting at. We don't have to spend money all the time to be happy. You know, if you have food, power, water, a home, and it's paid for, and when crap hits the fan, you don't have to worry about it. You know, I don't worry about somebody saying, hey, you got to pay this bill or we're taking your home, because I don't have any bills. You know, we are getting into some strange times. And I'm going to tell y'all ahead of time, when you start seeing big facilities getting hacked and they're paying the ransom because there's no backup plan to turn it back on, there's a problem. Even on my off-grid scale that I live on, I always have a backup for the backup. For the backup. And the reason why, let's just say I have a charge controller fail. Okay? For those of you who don't know what a charge controller is what regulates the voltage from your solar panels to your batteries to keep them charged. So if you have a charge controller go bad, if your batteries are charged, you know you only got about a day to get it fixed. Otherwise, you're going to have dead batteries by the evening, unless you have lithiums. And, of course, I've got L16, so basically if I have a decent day of sun and my charge controller go out, I have about a 24-hour window to fix it. Okay, I have three charge controllers that are just sitting handy, like, that are used, they're ones I've replaced over the years, went with better quality or whatever. I always have like an extra charge controller laying on hand. Same thing with my power inverter. You know, I have a very expensive Magnum 4400 watt Magnum power inverter with a built-in inverter charger. This thing rocks. I mean, I can run my whole entire home, my AC system. I can run my 200 amp MIGTIG stick machine on it. This thing is a beast. I only have two appliances in my home that's 220. One is my air conditioner in the house, and one is my MIGTIG stick machine in the shop. So those are the only two 220 units I have on my place. But I have a lot of 110 stuff. That's, you know, refrigerators, deep freezers, convection ovens, microwave, this kind of thing. Okay? So if my inverter were to go out, gosh, that's devastating, right? You know, because you'd lose power, right? That inverter is very expensive. It's $2,500. So it's not like you're going to go out and just buy one. You can. Don't get me wrong. If mine went out, I would buy another one. But it would probably take me a week and a half to get it here on truck. Okay. And let's just say I couldn't afford to go out and get one. Then you're a little longer time without. So what I would say is, always have you a spare inverter. Well, spare inverters are very expensive, but if your golf cart has a 3,000 watt pure sine wave on it, and your solar generator that you're building or have on hand has a 3,000 to 4,000 watt pure sine wave inverter on it, guess what? You haven't lost power. You know, I'm just saying, there are things you can do in place as an off-gridder that you automatically already do. You know, my system, I don't look for it to go out, but eventually something will break. It's like anything else. If it's mechanical, it can break. You know, if it's electrical, it can break. It's not like it's not going to break. But you should have about a 10-year, 10, 12-year deal where, for the most part, you're riding where you need to be. We have stepped up the game. I haven't got it hooked up yet, but I bought a 10K lithium-ion battery. And BigBattery.com, I went on BigBattery.com, purchased this battery. I'm really pleased with the way they ship these batteries and what they look like when you get them. I mean, these are a quality piece for a fraction of the money. And for the DIY guy, they're not badly priced compared to other batteries. I mean, from what I'm seeing, they're half the price for the same quality. So, you know, I bought this new lithium battery thinking, well, this is a backup for the backup, because I have 8 brand new L16s. I have a solar generator that I haven't finished up yet that's got panels that fold up and stuff. I put it in the backyard a couple years ago. I got it basically put together, put it in the backyard to run the air conditioner, but never finished it. Well, now that I got this lithium ion battery and I got these 8 L16s that are new, I'm going to put the lithium out on the house because I ordered a special charge controller just to handle the lithium. So I'm going to have all these extra spare parts again. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the 8 L16 batteries and I'm going to put them on 1,000 watts of solar. And it's going to be a portable unit that I can hook by my golf cart or my pickup and take wherever I go. And what this will allow me to do is, let's just say my lithium battery gets low enough, I don't have a way to charge it, I can actually plug a charger into the solar generator and charge that lithium up. And I could still power my house with the other one if what was in that in an emergency situation. Or I could just drive my golf cart around, plug my golf cart into it, and do the same thing. It's called redundancy. You know, you build something and you always have something on the back burner that can do the same thing of it until the first system's repaired. So far, my main system has yet to really break down. Yes, I've had accidents happen here or there, you know, where it caused a couple hours here and there. You know, like I had a battery explode in my face once. Yeah, that'll get you going. But it's not the end of the world. And fortunate for me, I had a spare battery sitting on the shelf that was used that I was able to put in there to get the system back going until I replaced that new battery. And it wasn't an L16 I did. It was much older batteries. But the point is, everybody still had power. We was only missing power for maybe an hour. And the reason why it took an hour was because I was washing my face and washing my ears out to make sure I didn't get acid in my face. But once I had that taken care of, I just grabbed a new battery or a used battery that I had. Undid the one that was bad, pulled it out, stuck the other one in, you know, put soda paste around my battery box to make sure there was no acid that was, you know, wanted to get it neutralized so it wouldn't damage anything. You know, it happens, you know, and these are the things you have to prepare for when you live off grid. When you live off grid, you're not expecting anybody to help you. You just kind of do what you do to make it work. And the better quality parts you buy, the longer it'll last. Yes, I've got some cheap solar parts that work really, really good. But I've got some really expensive solar parts that work really, really good. And there are cheaper products out there that work really good, but there's some cheaper products out there that are junk. So knowing the difference from quality to not quality is a plus to do. It's like, you can go to Harbor Freight and buy solar panels. Look, I bought my first two sets there many years ago. For the money, they're really more expensive than real solar. But they're a good experiment. You know, that's the one place you can go to buy solar where you can walk in and just pick up a kit and have solar. I love Harbor Freight. I love Harbor Freight stuff. Their solar panels, I'll just be honest, to me, they work, but they're something to learn with until you get a real big panel. I'm not knocking it and saying they're junk. I'm not going to say that because they really did work for me. When I got my pop-up camper to turn the air conditioner on, I knew there was more to it than what they were saying. You know, when I realized I could turn an air conditioner on Harbor Freight panels, and I realized they weren't the quality of the better name stuff out there, it was like, wow, I can do a lot with this. And, of course, years later, we have a fairly large system, and everything runs flawlessly well. You know, we haven't had a lot of problems with it. The biggest problem with solar that I have learned from the years that we've been off grid is batteries. You know, batteries are only going to last so long. Yeah, there's ways to make them last a little longer, but that's the biggest expense. So you figure 4 to 5, 6 years at best, you're going to get out of a good set of batteries. So you figure the price of those batteries. Okay, we'll say the L16s cost me, we'll just say $4,000. Okay. In 4 years, we'll just say 4 years at $4,000, that's $1,000 a year. That's not even $100 a month. Not even, you know, at $4,000, if we just say that's $1,000 a year, you know, that's $100 a month, you're not generally going to have, I mean, that in that scenario, they'll pay for themselves real quick. My batteries didn't cost $4,000. I'm just saying, if you figure at $4,000 and you don't have any excess expense going into that system and it makes it 4 to 5 years, those batteries have really made it cheap for you. Well, I think, to be honest, I think we got about 6 years out of our batteries. You know, I know, for me, I know what our utility bill would be, $350 a month. And, you know, our first set of batteries made it 5 years, so it really didn't cost us that much. So what I, you know, once you know basically what batteries run, you know, it's like everything else. You kind of throw a little money back, you know, for your price of your batteries. If you figure it's costing you $100 a month, put $100 a month back. But you'd be surprised when your batteries go out, you're not spending a ton of money replacing them. But we spent the money extra earlier this year and bought a Victron controller. It's 85 amps, 150 volts. And the purpose of this was for down the road when we upgraded to a lithium, we'd have a controller that would work. Well, we bought the controller, and then, boom, I bought a lithium battery that was 10K. This controller I got has the settings for this battery on it. You know, the 10K battery has a 10-year warranty on it. So even if I just get 10 years out of this battery, it's going to be way cheaper than any lead acid I've ever bought. And if I take care of this battery where it doesn't cycle a lot, I could get a lot more years than 10 years out of it. And for the price of it, I've thought about buying a second one to put beside the first one because I have enough solar to run two of those batteries. Two of those batteries really would probably last me 20 plus years because we would never cycle them. You know, it'd be like having a very hot battery that maybe would take you 2 weeks to drain, but with the solar there every day charging it, it never goes dead. So as long as it doesn't cycle, it stays like new. That's kind of a win-win ordeal. I mean, we're talking a lithium battery that's that powerful is really cool. So these are things I wanted to talk to you about. Prepare, because you don't know what's coming. I'm not telling everybody to get an off-grid solar system, but if you have a golf cart, you could spend a little money and put a solar panel on top, and it keeps you from charging it. And really, if you look around online, you can find a good, clean, pure sine wave inverter for around $400 you can put on your cart that'll power your house. I'm not saying power, central air and heat, everything. I'm talking for refrigerator, freezer, and a few lights, catch the news, this kind of thing. It'll run your appliances and keep your food from going bad. Now, in an emergency, like a hurricane or a tornado touch through and just rip everything all to heck and back, when there's no power for 2 to 3 weeks, you'd be glad to have that golf cart. And even if you have a generator that you're using during the daytime to keep your food going, you can use that golf cart to drive and check on your neighbors or whatever, and you don't have to worry about charging it. If you have backup water, you don't have to worry about water when you need it. I'm just saying, spend $5, $10 extra a week, buy you some non-perishable groceries, you know, because there's nothing worse than being in a situation where you can't fend for yourself. Because if you wait till the system goes down, I don't care what they tell you, the government is not going to take care of you. They're not intended on taking care of you. You know, just remember, when we're born and raised to work and to take care of ourselves. That automatically says the government's not going to take care of you. You know, I'm not worried about collecting unemployment. I'm not a rich man by far, but you know, I'm not going to let work take anything from me. I do enough stuff. I play with enough things, and I say play with enough things. I mean, I mess with enough stuff for the past 30 years. I can pretty much do whatever I need to do to make my life go easy or my kids' life go easy. And I'm not saying easy street, because my kids, they work. They all have had part-time jobs. This summer, I've been so proud of them. They have went out and worked. They do their chores. They go work. And they come home and they're happy and they're like, man, Dad, we made money. I'm going to go to town this week and I want to buy my tools or my parts for my bike or whatever. They do it. And when you see them succeeding in this environment where everybody's complaining there's no work out there, and my 15-year-old kids are having no problem going out mowing grass, cleaning somebody's yard, doing whatever, and they're making their own money, you know. And I'm proud of them because what I've raised into them and taught them, they're doing by themselves now. And I know I should never have to, you know, we always worry about our children. Always worry about our children. But I know deep down, my kids know how to take care of themselves. You know, if they're off in the middle of the woods, I know they know how to make a fire. I know how they ought to make shelter. And I know they can fish, they can hunt, they can do whatever to make sure they can stay alive. And with that being said, knowing they know how to take care of themselves makes it a lot easier on me when they're not home. Because a whole part of this life is to help our friends and family when they need it and to take care of ourselves. Well, folks, we are 33 minutes into this podcast and it's time to call it quits for the day, but I wanted to reach out to y'all and tell you what's going on, kind of talk about a little bit what's on the news. We do have a YouTube channel. It's called Off Grid Gary. And please hit the like and subscribe button. We would love to hear from you. Send us a message. You know, we are on Facebook Messenger under Gary Mall. We are on Twitter as an Off Grid Gary. We're on YouTube as Off Grid Gary. We're on MeWe as Off Grid Gary. We're on about every social media platform. We would love to connect with you. If you guys need to know something so you can kind of prepare for what's coming and you're not exactly sure where to start, get a hold of us. We would love to be able to talk over with you. And if we can help you with advice, we're more than happy to. The chickens are doing great, by the way. 22 eggs a day. Little goat's doing great. We're looking at buying more goats. We're actually looking into some Dexter cattle next as well. We're picking up some rabbit cages in the near future that we got picked out. So hopefully before long, we'll be also having rabbits. So we're going to be stringing up a lot of electric fence. I got a 10-mile electric fence, so it's good for 10 miles of wire. So that should work good on this homestead as well. Everything's going good. But with what's happened in the news today and this week, I wanted to be able to have a podcast and discuss with people what's happening. And, you know, it's not the end. You know, we're going to make it through it one way or the other, but you have to prepare. And that's what this whole thing was about, was preparation on the homestead. So I want to wish everybody a great weekend and enjoy yourselves. And we'll talk later. Have a good one. Bye.